Good morning. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd just like to open with Psalm 46 from His Word. So Psalm 46, and I'm reading from the ESV version. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth, and he breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let us pray. Lord, we love you, and we thank you that you are in charge and that you love us. Lord, help us to commune with you as Adam did, to believe in you as Abraham did, to be faithful to you as Moses was, to be a man after your heart as David was, to pray reverently as Elijah did. Lord, help us today to bring honor and glory to your name. Amen. Well, good morning again. My name is Leslie Miller, and I'm a volunteer with Teen Challenge. I have three students with me, Braden, Jacob, and Brennan. You'll be hearing from a couple of those later on. Certainly a privilege to be with you, and thank you very much for hosting us. We've been here a number of times. I personally haven't been here, but I've been to many churches around the province as a team outreach leader, and it's such a joy to have the boys with me and to get to know them and to hear their stories, and I'm sure you will enjoy that. How many of you are familiar with Teen Challenge, if you just put your hand up? Oh, so we're in Teen Challenge country. That's good. For those of you that do not know, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation center serving men and women between the ages of 18 and 65 years old. Don't let the name Teen Challenge throw you. It was originally named Teen Challenge, but the insurance problems made them focus on men 18 to 65. There are a lot of good programs out there, but most secular treatment facilities have a 5 to 10% success rate for those who graduate and stay clean. Teen Challenge is significantly higher, with up to a 50% success rate for those who graduate, surveyed 5 years after graduation, are free from drugs and alcohol, and are positively contributing to society. They actually did some studies to disprove this success rate. And to keep us happy, they let us know that it was even higher than they had thought originally. And all of this is attributed to what they called the Jesus factor. There is no cure for drugs. The pills, the powder, the needles are too strong. The only way to get them off is the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. As I mentioned, because we are faith-based, we are not government-funded. If we were government-funded, we would lose the very change agent, Jesus Christ, that gives us the success rate that we have, and we're not willing to compromise that. We have a 26-page rule book that the students receive when they come into the program. Our prayer is that by the time they graduate, they are no longer subject to the law, but the Spirit. And if nothing else happens today, I would ask you that you pray for Teen Challenge. Yes, the financial contributions are good, the sponsorship is good, but as I'm sure you know, prayer is what really helps us and keeps us going. So I would ask you in your prayers to keep Teen Challenge in mind. What I'd like to do now is introduce two of our team and have them do a Reality Is drama presentation. Gentlemen?
Thank you. What is reality? Reality is wasting 7 years of my life in addiction and accomplishing literally nothing. What is reality? Reality is lying to and hurting the ones I love the most. And what is reality? Reality is completing a 1-year rehabilitation program only to relapse and start injecting drugs. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Guys being introduced to heroin, age 16. What is reality? Resting on your best friend's overdose and die beside you. What is reality? Guys spending multiple Christmases and birthdays behind bars. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
Although Braden and I have both had different realities, we've definitely both been changed by the same truth. And in my life, the truth is, I'm not defined by my past, and I am who God says I am, a set free child of God. And the truth is, I now have an honest relationship with my family. And the truth is, through entering Teen Challenge, I've realized that God has a plan for my life, and I'm going to pursue full-time ministry.
Truth is, my once broken family relationship is growing stronger every day. Truth is, I no longer live in darkness, but live in the light. And truth is, I can now look in the mirror and not be ashamed of who I am.
And I'm sure you all know it says in the Bible that Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Braden. And the young man with us, Brennan, is in the induction phase, so he's not going to be saying anything today. He's just along to see what happens later on as he grows in the program. And he's a little nervous. The reality is the need is great. And the truth is the Lord is willing that none shall perish. We fly under the banner of rehabilitation, but we are actually a discipleship program. When you send someone to Teen Challenge, it's like spending 12 months with your pastor and elders in lockdown. Let me ask you, if you spent 1 month with your pastor and elders from your church in lockdown, would you not have an encounter with the Lord? I'm going to ask the boys to come up and share their testimony, and I think Jacob is coming first.
Well, good morning, everybody. As was said, my name is Jacob. I'm 24 years old, and I've been in Teen Challenge Alberta for 5 months. I was born in London, Ontario, with very loving parents and an older brother. I was not raised Christian, and I was never shown what a relationship with Christ was during my upbringing. My life at school was filled with anxiety and trouble fitting in, and I did anything I could to feel accepted, and eventually found that acceptance through drugs. During high school, my drug use grew from smoking pot to using opiates and various other drugs. By the time I graduated high school, I was a full-blown crystal meth addict, and I was working a dead-end job. I was 19 years old, and I had accomplished literally next to nothing. I pushed my family away due to my addiction and the pain I had inside, and I was living in a meth den with 6 other addicts. I didn't want to live anymore, and it broke the hearts of my family. At the age of 20, I hit my rock bottom, and the pain of not wanting to live anymore was too great for me to handle. I cried out for help, and my family helped me to get into the Teen Challenge program in Ontario. I was an atheist, and I did not fully realize that Teen Challenge is strictly a Christian program. I just knew that I needed help, and I wanted to change my life. At Teen Challenge, I got saved a couple weeks into my program, and I had an amazing year of growth, discovering God and His promises for my life. I made my time count, and I had huge victory over the strongholds from my past. I was able to forgive myself, forgive others, and build my self-confidence and learn my identity in Christ. After graduation, I enrolled in a technical college and I took a pre-apprenticeship program in carpentry. I graduated that program with honors and began doing work, doing renovations, and then eventually leading a crew as a trim carpenter working on high-rise apartments. My life after graduation was a roller coaster, though. Although my dad came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior, I did not have a solid community of believers to support me, and I struggled with relapse. My spiritual disciplines were eroding, and my old sin nature was taking over. I did not hold fast to what I learned at Teen Challenge. I battled over the course of 3 years to get my addiction under control, and then I became a leader in a Celebrate Recovery program, but I was also living a double life, and the shame and guilt ate me up inside. I eventually started injecting opiates and crystal meth, and I reached a new low in my addiction. I once again wanted to die and felt like there was no way to escape. I cried out to God on many occasions, but I was unable to overcome my addictions without help. I was at an impasse. I knew I could either throw my life away and fall deeper into miserable addiction or seek help again. I'm glad to say that I'm still alive today because God never left my side, and he helped me once again. I applied for Teen Challenge again, and the first opening was here in Alberta. I had 2 weeks to quit my job, move out of my apartment, sell my truck, sell everything I owned, and pay off all the debts that I owed. I can't thank God and my parents enough for helping me to make this happen. I'm forever grateful for another chance at life. Since coming to Teen Challenge Alberta, my mind has shifted completely. I no longer have a desire for worldly things or material possessions. I'm so grateful for what God has done for me and what he wants to do in me that I'm committing the rest of my life to serving God. I don't have a full idea of what that looks like, and I don't quite know what God's will for my life is, but I certainly know it's not sticking needles in my arm and lying to the ones I love the most. I plan to attend Bible college and possibly pursue missions, but in this I will let God lead me and will be obedient to where he wants me to go and what he wants me to do. I'm blessed to be given the chance to live a life of service to God now. These days I live a life surrendered to God, and I wake up every day with joy and peace in my spirit. A scripture that has meant a lot to me recently is Galatians 5:1, and it says, For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Jacob is in a 6-month refresher program, so he's not eligible for sponsorship, but we have a number of people in the program who are. So we're looking to have Craig sponsor today. If you have any interest in sponsoring somebody, there's a leaflet in your bulletin. Just tear off the flap, fill it in, and bring it back to the table, and we'd be happy to give you a picture and let you take it with you. You get quarterly updates, and you also get invited to their graduation. How many of you have sponsored a student at Teen Challenge? Oh, excellent. Thank you. We do outreaches for two reasons. If anyone you know is dealing with addiction, please come and see us at the table at the back, not for a handout, but for a hand up in the fight against addiction. And because we are not government funded, as I mentioned, this is one of the ways we generate financial support for our program. So with that, I'll invite Braden up to share his testimony with you.
Good morning. My name is Braden, 22 years old. I've been in Teen Challenge now for 10 months. I grew up in a small town called Killam outside Camrose, a very small, close community, had an amazing childhood. I grew up with the same 12 kids in my class from kindergarten to grade 9. So, you know, pretty close, and it was awesome. I loved it. You know, I had a great family that supported me, and you know, I was involved in sports, did well in school, went to church growing up, did everything pretty right by the standards of society. But, you know, growing up, I always felt out of place. I never quite felt like I fit in, and didn't really feel like I belonged. So when I was about 12, 13 years old, I found marijuana. Started smoking pot pretty daily, and it was a very, very occasional thing, or a very constant thing, I mean. And that really took over my life. And through using drugs, at a young age, I found acceptance, and I found friends through using drugs. And that really stuck hard with me for many years. By the time I was 15, I ended up moving from that small town to a bigger city, Red Deer, for my dad's work. And that was a huge shock for me. I went from having this small, close community to a new big city that I didn't know anyone. Going into high school, had no friends. And so naturally for me, the easiest thing was to get involved in the crowd that used drugs. So I continued smoking pot with friends, or people who I thought were friends at least. And still just found my acceptance through that. But moving to a bigger city, there's a lot more temptations out there. And people we were hanging out with were experimenting with a lot of other different things. So I ended up trying a variety of other drugs from the age of 15 to 16, like cocaine, crack, opiates, like morphine, oxy, you know, ecstasy, all those things. And by the time I was 16, I found my drug of choice, which was heroin. And You know, that's really where I found my worth, and I found value was through friends who did that. It's part of my drug habit, committed crimes, sold drugs. But just a real menace to society. You know, I didn't have a purpose in life. I just felt like that's where I belonged, though. I didn't really have any value to my life. I didn't care about myself. But I felt accepted to the people I was using drugs with. And that continued on for many years. You know, I ended up getting arrested at 16, started having real negative impacts in my life involving the law. And then by the time I was 18, you know, I dropped out of high school. Fentanyl came around. I'm sure you guys have all heard about the fentanyl crisis going on. That really took a big hit in my life. I started using fentanyl instead of heroin, and then meth got introduced into my life as well. I started using meth. But still, you know, as twisted as my life was, and as brutal as it sounds, you know, I still found value in using drugs with people who I thought were my friends, and I found comfort in that. And, you know, I just used drugs to die pretty much. I didn't care about my life. I didn't care about where my life was going. I wholeheartedly thought by this time in my life I would have been dead by now. So I really didn't care. You know, I've seen friends overdose and die on drugs, friends who are locked up for a lot of years in jail. I have overdosed on fentanyl more times than I could ever count. And it's just God's grace I'm alive here today. There's nothing else I can contribute that to. God's the only reason why I'm alive, and I thank him for that every day. You know, I went in and out of jail for many years, in hospitals, overdoses. It's a real wreck of a life. But, you know, last time I was in jail, I was talking to my mom. I was about to be released pretty soon, and something in me changed, and I actually wanted a change in my life. And so I was talking to my mom, she told me about Teen Challenge. I was about to be released from jail, and I'd be going back to the streets using drugs, probably gonna die anytime doing it. So I thought Teen Challenge, you know, I'd give it a shot at least. That's been by far the best decision I've ever made in my life. I came to know God, which is a huge blessing. Like, I found my worth in God now, instead of using drugs. And those friends who I, you know, who really didn't care about me at all, find value in God. Peace of God's been in my life. You know, it's been amazing miracles since I've been in the program now. My family's been restored back to me, building a relationship with them. It's amazing what God can do, something I never thought was possible in my life. And, you know, I contribute a lot of that to my mom to help me get here. And, you know, Teen Challenge is an amazing program for guys like me. Thank you guys for hearing my testimony. Thank you for your prayer and support.
Thank you, Braden. And Braden is eligible for sponsorship. We have his card here with a picture. And it's a pretty good likeness, Braden. As I mentioned, the sponsorship card is in your bulletin. Just tear off the flap, fill it in. We will put the student's name on it, give you the card, and we're all set to go. The national average for sponsorships of Teen Challenge is 1.5 per outreach. Alberta is at 3. So we'd like to keep that average today. So we're looking for your assistance in that matter. We don't have a third student with us, unfortunately. He was sick this morning, so we let him stay in his bed. But we do have a short video to show you that you might enjoy.
Hard partying, drug using, bike riding, party animal. That's who I was. If you were to meet me 10 years ago, wow, you would have seen one mess of a person. Extreme crack addict and coke addict. Lived the nightlife and slept all day. My home had become a crack house, so there was people coming in all the time just to get high. And police were visiting on a regular basis, at least once a month, for the 2 years I lived in that house. In October, I just accomplished something that I really wanted to do in life, and I had succeeded at that, so I selfishly, wanted to go and pick up some cocaine. And my friends whose home I was visiting, they begged me not to go. And in my mind, I was sober. I mean, I had drank and drove in much worse shape. Well, I got on my Harley, and 15 minutes later, I went into a little S-bend, and I collided with a car, and it immediately removed most of my foot. Within a blink of an eye, my life was altered forever. A friend of mine had just done a couple years stint in prison, and he came over and we were having a party at my house, and he told me the biggest lie in the world when he says, hey, you know, when you do coke, you're just wasting it, man. It ain't real until you feel the steel. I tried it that day, and my life was never the same since. When I was an addict, I was a functioning user, which meant that I could control everything in my life, even though I still needed the drugs. When I became a junkie, that's when I lost control. The need for the drug overcame everything else.
So here I am at this very low point of my life where I just wanted the world to stop and let me get off. And I wheeled my car into this empty parking lot and was reflecting on all the poor choices I've made in my life and how much damage I've caused to myself and to my family. And I knew right there I did not want to live anymore. And I prepped this syringe with a lethal dose of cocaine and rolled up my sleeve and tied off. And as I was squeezing this plunger full of cocaine into my arm, it's like, what is going on? It's like it's plugged, and I'm squeezing so hard that the plunger arm is bending. And I was frustrated and angry, and punching the roof of my car, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs. And later on, when I checked that syringe, it wasn't plugged at all. And when I reflect back now and look at that moment, I knew that God was not done with me yet, that He had something more for me. And He spared me that day.
My mother had to come and find me. My mother knew that I was really struggling, and she came to tell me about this Teen Challenge program and explained a bit about it. And I didn't want anything to do with it, but I knew I needed help. So she took me to her church where the Teen Challenge Choir was performing. And that was my first real introduction to Teen Challenge. My mother had said, you know, wait here, I gotta go do something. And two choir members came out named Marty and John, and they shared their stories with me that day. And it was awesome to hear that these guys, their old lives mirrored my life, what I was going through at that time. And I put myself on the waiting list that day to get into the Teen Challenge program. Transformation did not come overnight. You know, I was wrestling with myself, with the staff. I was dealing with issues of pride and guilt and shame, and my year at Teen Challenge was a gradual thing, and realizing, you know, the freedom in forgiveness to forgive others and accept forgiveness. But the hardest for me was to forgive myself for the things that I've done. And that year at Teen Challenge, I discovered that I didn't need to be Macho Steve, that I could just be me
without any drugs or alcohol. Since completing the Teen Challenge program, I'm an ambassador for Teen Challenge. I'm currently at Bible College. I've met the love of my life while I was there, and I've been married a little over a year now, and we're expecting our first child soon. I've got that joy in here that I couldn't find through the poke of a needle or at the end of a crack pipe or at the bottom of a bottle. You know, I have showed people the scars on my arms from the thousands of times I've stuck needles in them and the collapsed veins. And, you know, I just thank God for a ministry like Teen Challenge that he used to give me my life back.
It's quite a moving video. Before I close and turn the podium back over to the pastor, just want to mention again, well, we are looking for your prayers, most of all. You saw the power in the video of Christ, and your prayers will help bring that power to Teen Challenge, and that's certainly the most important thing. Yes, we appreciate your sponsorship financially and otherwise, but it's your prayers that we're looking for. Teen Challenge currently have 12 beds. There's 12 students that live in a farmhouse, and there's a number of ATCO trailers, kind of, my father used to say, higgly piggly on the property that they have their workshops in and their other places. I think you have one bathroom for all 12, is that correct? So you can imagine they learn to live closely with other people, and that's part of the challenge. But as I said earlier, the need is great, and they're looking at expansion. They've started a major expansion program to grow the facility at the ranch in Prittis to 24 beds, so double the size. If that were to happen today, those 24 beds would be full. So as I said earlier, that certainly the need is great. They also have three phase four programs, which is 6 months after graduation, that the students stay on and help mentor some of the new students. They move to another living facility on the property, but they're still under the guidance of Teen Challenge. And currently there's three phase four positions that will grow to six. So we're looking for funds to make this building possible. They've broken ground, but they were $400,000 short of their goal to put the foundation in and close the building in for this winter. And they don't want to start any major construction until they're approximately 85% of the way there. So if you know of any company or a group or people in the area that you think may want to help Teen Challenge with this building project, put them in touch with Teen Challenge and let us talk to them. We have all different kinds of programs, or they have all different kinds of programs to offer groups or individuals. For example, a group like a church may want to sponsor a dorm room, or the list is endless. So I ask you to do that. Thank you so much for having us today and for listening to the boys' testimony and for listening to me. I've certainly counted a privilege to be a volunteer at Teen Challenge. I've been to many communities and always get a wonderful, warm welcome. And again, thank you very much for having us. And we'll be at the back table should you need any information. Have a great day.
Stand as we sing Living Hope. To heaven. Welcome to join us for lunch downstairs. It's starting to smell good. I'm just going to pray to bless that meal. Jesus, we thank you so much for just your story of redemption that we heard this morning, God. You are so good. And when we sing words like you have set us free, it takes on new meaning when we hear some of these stories, God. And so we just praise you. We sing hallelujah. And God, I too just want to thank you for the meal that you have provided for us. Bless the fellowship. Bless the hands that prepared it. In your name, amen.